860 cannot receive incoming calls.
883-986. Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Free America.
Okay, do they have it? Is it available?
I'm still checking. I won't find it. I'll give you the update as soon as I find it.
Okay, you're looking right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I am Duel. I'm talking to Mute.
What up?
Who is looking for, what is it? DDP TV or Hack TV?
Hack.TV.
For the show. I got some footage today, by the way. Stank. I'm joined by Stank as well.
In the house.
What's up, Stank Doc?
Up.
Right on. So, kind of freaky lately, by any chance?
Always.
Yeah, well, boy, oh boy, good. I have some stories I could tell. No, specifically Mute, you saw something freaky.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, okay, well, nice segue here. This is what happened. I was on the street, you know, and, you know, just minding my own business, you know, just driving. And I see a guy with a helmet, but he's standing up. You normally think, you normally guy on a bike, but he's standing up. Well, this can only mean one thing. The people mover.
People mover, dude. It's real.
It is real. It exists. I saw it in this whole plastic shell. I was like, I screamed, holy shit.
What did you scream?
I screamed, holy shit. Because this thing, I've never seen it. Because you always see it on TV, it's like, oh, ooh, the people mover. But you've never seen it.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. This also thing's a $20,000 piece of equipment. And on eBay, it went for more.
Whoa, that's 20 grand?
20 grand. And it went for more on eBay. So these things are big fucking expensive. So I pull along next to the guy, and I don't know why I did this. I rolled out the window, I scream with my hand out, Segway!
Segway!
And I look at the guy, and he's in his, and it's the perfect model for the ad, because it's like he's in a coat and tie, not a coat, but he's in a nice white collar suit and coat and tie, right. And he's got his helmet and his briefcase. I screamed, Segway!
Dude, did he go back with, like, the devil's horns or, like,
no,
his fist
no,
up or anything? No?
He just went with a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's pretty all cool. Right. Thumbs up. All right. Didn't give you a, you know...
Classic Fonzie move there.
That's right.
Hey,
Segway. Was it cool? Was he going fast?
I was moving. He was keeping up with me. I mean, he was at least 10 or 15 miles an hour, which I might add, might be somewhat illegal because you're not supposed to have motor vehicles.
Was he on the sidewalk?
He was on the sidewalk. Oh, he was moving on the sidewalk.
Dude, that sounds dangerous.
I know it does. mean...
Segway!
Segway, exactly. I'm sorry, Stink. Hack TV is not available.
What DDP?
Yes, it is available.
Yes!
For 500 a year.
we'll pass on that one, I think.
Okay, that's more than, like, the camera cost and the equipment to make this damn thing.
You know what kind of hooker I could get for... Oh, never mind, sorry. Okay, you saw something else weird, if I'm correct, Mute, but it...
Sorry about nuts of all time. I get it in the mail. It's a great magazine, you know, beginner stuff. But guess what? Normally it's the size of a fucking Billboard's top 200, you know, big thing.
Yeah.
They went to normal magazine size.
It was like a whole tree.
Yeah, it was like, all right, now we're just going to give a person a tree, and now we're going to give them a half a tree. Because now they just went to a normal size of magazine, which is much better for my shelves.
Yeah, no doubt.
Content and everything, though, they haven't cut back on it.
Exactly. They added more stuff. They added three new columns.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Exactly. Cool. It's going to be awesome.
I let my subscription lapse, and you know, that is bad of me, because that's a great magazine. Highly recommended. Now, Stank has a huge announcement. We are actually recording now on New Year's Eve. We're going to stream it, of course, on New Year's Day. Stank has a very timely announcement. Stank, please.
Well, it's sort of a belated Christmas gift to our users, and we kind of decided to save it till the beginning of the year, start off the new year with this. And much thanks, all the work going to BIOS, but we do have a new, cleaner, much more beautiful site design at stankdog.com. By the time you're listening to this, it should be up or in the process of going up live, so I'd like to hear what everybody thinks about it. Post to the forums. Give some thanks to BIOS, because he put a lot of time. He's been working on this for quite a while to get this up and going. So we've been trying to synchronize and get it, and I've already seen the demos of it and been tweaking it a little bit, and he's just done a wonderful job with it. So
BIOS is the shit, man.
Much love to BIOS.
No doubt. Big shouts to BIOS. Let's give some shouts. Let's give some other shouts while we're doing it. Shouts to Dash.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that, too. I've been thinking about Dash. I'm kind of worried about him here lately, and I hope everything's going all right. I know he's been working a lot of hours, and we haven't been able to hear too much from him. So you're listening out there. You know, I hope you're doing okay, and, you know, you can all...
That's right. Much respect. And shouts to Nick84. He gave... By the way, you've got some... links now in the nav bar at oldschoolfreak.com, so there's straight links to that new site on every page at Old School Freak. Speaking of Old School Freak, and that was the last shout. Shouts to Nick84 for the host name up till now. The new name for the archives at Old School Freak is archives.oldschoolfreak.com. Yes, pretty straightforward. Good stuff. Very good stuff. I just put some new stuff up today. Have you guys noticed that phonelosers.net has been down, UPL?
Yeah, check that. I'll check that right now.
Check, yeah, let us know.
I thought I went there, it hasn't been down for too long. I went there last week, I thought.
No, I think it's been down for a week, at least.
Yeah, maybe it was before Christmas, yeah, now that I think about it.
Is it still down?
Phonelosers.org.
What's that?
I got it up, phonelosers.org.
No, 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 phonelosers.net.
Ooh, well, that's not the same people.
I know.
This domain has been temporarily been disabled.
That's right. That's UPL, United Phone Losers. They've been down for a while now. I hope that's not another... Boy, we've seen this lately, another Hacker's Digest.
Yeah,
but since they are down, I have archived all of the UPL issues at archives.oldschoolfreak.net, so you can get all 28 issues.
Here we go.
That's such a great site. Archive site, man, is just so good. Man, that's good work, man, having everything in one place, everything in one location.
Well, thanks. And honestly, you know, not to, you know, pat myself on the back here, but when shit like this happens, when UPL goes down, I mean, that's a lot of information that's not available.
Right.
So I'm glad I had them. I'm glad I can put them up there. I hope they don't mind. But, you know, now it still exists. It didn't disappear, you know, so.
And while we're on that subject, too, I hope some of the listeners have noticed that HackerMind, his site has come back up in some shape or form anyway. They're getting some pages back up and online. So hopefully... with the circumstances of them leaving, you know, we have all that stuff archived so we can get this site back up. Hopefully, you know, we have a backup of all these places, like you said. So
Yeah. Even
if UPL, even if they ended up getting deleted or lost for whatever reason, you know, hopefully they have backups. I'm sure they do, but just in case, we've got them, you know?
Yeah, and you, I should say, even put up a forum for HackerMind. Since they, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Spear did that one up?
Mentioned how they were having some problems, so, you know, I'm
Boom.
More than welcome to help out, and, you know, a forum's the least I can do, you know.
No doubt. If that doesn't show that we're for here for the community, I don't know what does. Yeah, UPL is good stuff. I actually like the temporary HackerMind site. I like the look. It's, like, nice and simple. I like the look of the temp site.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool, actually. So let's hope he gets that up soon. Let's see, more housekeeping. We've got, we did the shouts, we got archives. Hello, 2,600 meetings this week. So go do your thing. Go to the meetings. If it's just you and a buddy, do it. If it's just you calling one of your buddies, do that. Nothing says you can't have a meeting over the phone, you know? So have some fun with that. I've heard that airport security has been, beefed up. It's a lot tougher now, just recently. Of course, with every piece of baggage now getting checked for explosives. I actually have, and you can look at it at the Freak Photo Gallery at oldschoolfreak.com. It's my briefcase alarm. I don't know why I'm an idiot, I guess. I decided to rig up a simple alarm in my briefcase, you know. So I turn a switch, open it up, and it goes off. I'm thinking I want to take it. I want to take my briefcase to the meeting. Of course, I got to hop on a plane and go to the meeting. Is this a bad idea? Would that be really stupid of me? I mean, that's par for me, but honestly, do you guys think that's a really dumb idea?
It's not a dumb idea, but it's just a risky idea at this current situation, like you just said. I mean, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it, but unfortunately...
You don't think I could logically explain to them, hey, it's a speaker, right? It's a, you know... a battery, a switch, and, you know, you don't think I could explain it to them, and they would say, oh, okay. I mean,
I bet they run to a lot because, you know, you can get a laptop lock thing.
I was just going to say, yeah, think about all the complicated electronics that people bring on planes, laptops, CD players, radios, stereos, who knows?
People have, like, laptops, you know, you can run the cable around it, and then, like, if it's detected enough motion, so it's like 110 dB, so, like, a sound thing going off, so, I mean...
Right.
They can't be that bad for them.
Yeah, but think about, think about this. This is a, you know, it's in a briefcase. It's got these wires. It's a battery, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, the minimum wage person who's going to be, you know, going through your luggage.
That's
and,
true.
You know,
oh, they're federal employees now. Don't you feel safer? Anyways.
It's funny you mentioned that. It was just in the news. I know down here where I'm at, Miami Airport was just on the news about they got in the new machines. Government-regulated, government-required machines they have to put in the airports, and they just got them in, I think, 2 days ago, and they were talking about how they didn't get them up in time, and we're going to, you know, have them activated as soon as possible. But in the meantime, yeah, it was a big thing on the news about how badly backed up they are.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you'd probably be pushing your luck, because they're going to...
Yeah, that sucks. I wanted to
take you to that back room. You know that, right?
Yeah, maybe I can take. I have it all velcroed in. Maybe I can just take it out and still bring my briefcase. But still, I want to do it. I don't want to miss my flight. I want to go to meetings, but I just want to see what I can do. You know, is that bad that I just want to not go over the edge? I just want to push it just a little bit. Just see what happens. You know, just to test it. I don't know.
That's what hacking has been.
Holy moly, I think you're right. Anyways.
Be realistic, you are going to have to pay whatever penalties are going to come with that.
I know.
Maybe, you know, body cavity search or something along those lines.
Ooh, I hope so. Yeah, I'll have to consider the consequences. I definitely have to consider those consequences. Tech TV, you know what, I'm going to, next week might be a little bit of a special episode, so I might save this. I'm going to save this little piece about Tech TV next week. I actually got to see some Tech TV while I was in another town. Somebody I know has the Dish Network, and of course Tech TV was on, and I was watching Screensavers and Thunderbirds. There was like a Thunderbirds marathon, which rocked. What else is it? Call for Help with that. You got this new dude, Call for Help, with like the glasses. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's just sad. So what's up, Sad? I don't know.
What is his name?
Hey, geeks. Well, all right, that's nice that geeks get the hot chicks for their wives, I guess.
He's got a hot chick for a wife?
Yeah, the guy that runs Call for Help.
No. We're talking about the geeky guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes way.
You've seen her.
It's on his site.
Really? He's got a site.
Lockernome.org or com?
Oh, Lockernome,
yeah.
Dude, I want to see that. Send me a link.
That's funny. I know the site. I know Lockernome, but
that's the guy.
I don't get this Tech TV, man. My cable company's run by a bunch of I don't know what.
Yeah, I can't get it in my with my cable company either. Dude, I'm going
to
put a...
Well, they took off my pay-per-view.
What?
Well, I can't, if I wanted to call and say, hey, can I give you $50 to watch Mike Tyson get his ass beat or bite somebody on the kneecap? No, I'm sorry, we don't offer pay-per-view to you anymore.
Whoa, at all to anybody or just you?
To anybody in my particular area of service.
What? Why?
And you know, it's
like a moneymaker.
I get into these rants, man. My neighbors two blocks away have 100-something channels through the same cable. They have the digital cable stuff.
Right.
I just have basic cable, but I don't have the option of getting pay-per-view if I want it, because I like, we talked about this before, I think, I like to watch some of the Ultimate Fighting Championships and stuff like that that they have on pay-per-view.
Sure.
I can't do that anymore if I wanted to.
You mean wait, you could do it before, and then they took it away from you?
They took it, what they did is it used to be real bad, it only had like 38 channels, I think it was, on regular cable. They upgraded to digital cable and took me up to like 50 channels, but at the same time took away the pay-per-views. I had two pay-per-view channels before, now I have zero. And I'm like, wait a minute, isn't the point of going to digital to offer me more stuff?
Right. At more stuff that at your convenience.
Yeah, right. Forget about it.
Have you seen those ads? They say, like, oh yeah, you're gonna be able to have if your husband's watching football in this room, he'll have football everywhere.
Yeah, football right here.
Yeah, right here. You'll be like a sports bar. And I'm like,
that's a good one.
Yeah, they have some funny ads. Some of the stuff. Some of the stuff makes sense. Like we have Dish TV or Dish Network, and it's fine. We have one satellite, and we have two boxes. It's fine. I mean.
But you know, see, that's another thing that screws me living here. And I think a lot of people know that I live in a condominium. No satellite for me. They will not let me put a satellite dish up.
You're kidding me.
It's against the condo rules. These condo commandos will fucking hunt you down like a fucking Terminator.
Condo commandos? You don't know how bad it is. My condo, it is, I'm 16, of course. But, our family condo, these guys, we go to the pool. When I was a little kid, they were like, kids wearing a diaper, get in the hell of that pool.
Yeah, and meanwhile, they got these... I ain't going to get started. They come out there with their sack dangling in the water with these little bikini thong things on, but they don't want to let some little kid in a diaper. That's, you know, these rules are just... I don't get them.
Okay, I gotta take control before we start talking about stuff floating in the pool. You know, I do. I gotta. Yeah, that comment about the sack comment, man, that's. Oh, not pretty picture. Okay, I'm taking a drink. Okay.
Yeah, like, I have a what I call the magic cable box. I used to enjoy those kind of things, and now they've been taken away from the entire, they're not even offered anymore, you know, so it's
right.
Like, what am I going
to
do?
That sucks. Well, there's no segue from Old Man Sack to Freak News, but we're going to go into the Freak News.
The opening.
What's that?
The opening of Freak News.
Oh, yeah, crap, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got it.
I'll bring it.
I got it.
Okay, you got it.
You got it, too? You got it handy?
No, I didn't do it. I almost had it.
Oh, bust it.
Oh, wait, I got to find it now.
Oh,
I'll get it. Where is it? Time, please. All right, here we go.
Freak News. What was that? What was
that
extra
tone?
Yeah, that was a random one. That was like a pen. That's a pence. That's 10 pence. That's Nick style. Style. That's the old. That's
10 pence.
That's a pence.
Dude, you guys got to quit making me laugh, man. Every time you guys make me laugh, I blow into the mic, and it really sounds bad. So, no more. Quit being funny.
Oh, man, I can't help that.
Well, you know what else I have in here?
You guys are making me bust up the show. What?
Yeah,
for the record, I'm just here for the chick.
Yeah.
And Rex in the music.
Rex is immortalized, man. Rex.
That was so funny when I played it. It took me like 10 minutes to find it for the Xmas special.
Dude, shouts to Rex, man. Much props to Rex. Did you play that during the special?
You heard it like 10 minutes, like after you said, after someone said, "That's why Rex said, that's why I'm here."
Yeah,
like 10 minutes
later,
I blasted that out.
Did you? You had that cued? I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Cute. Well, it was like 10 minutes after, but I played it. So
that is cool. That is so cool.
You know, let's make that a segue. Speaking of recordings,
what's that?
The DEF CON Did you still want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's actually a very good segue. We'll just bust that number out first thing. Nick and...
Sorry, I had to do that.
What was that?
Segway.
Nick, Segway!
Yelling out the window at the dude.
Holy shit, people mover! Okay, Nick84 posted a link that he got to some DEFCON 8 audio, and I listened to it, and one of the feds, it was Meet the Feds at DEFCON 8, and one of the feds busted out a number for FedCert, the Computer Emergency Response Team. So I gave it a call, and it was pretty dry. They answer, FedCert. You know, and I said wrong number, you know. But I want everybody to have the fun of talking with FedCert, you know. Tell them, you know, give them a call when your computer blue screens or whatever. Give FedCert a call at 888-282-0870. DEFCON 8, that's what, 2 years ago or so? I don't know.
Yeah, so that's, 10 was the last one, wasn't it?
So that's still up, yeah. So that number's at least 2 years old, still up, still good. So, and they said, hey, give them a call, so please feel free. In other freak news, this is actually really big, big-time stuff. Quest got the federal okay. Actually, we recorded the last show on a Sunday just because of the holidays. And that Monday after, the 23rd, just before Christmas, the FCC gave Quest the okay to enter into the long-distance market in 9 states, I believe. So I'm going to read just a little bit here. The Federal Communications Commission approved Quest's entry into the long-distance market in Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. Quest previously offered long-distance service there, but had to drop out of the market to comply with federal rules after it acquired local telephone company US West in 2000, which we've talked about in the past. So, Quest has entered this market, and guess how big this market is? Just guess. Nope, it's bigger. This market, let's see, Quest said the total long-distance voice and data market for all competitors in the 9 states is about $7 billion. That's right, big, big-time money Quest is getting into here. Quest share might be as much as $1.4 billion, or 20%, after 12 months in the market. Can you believe that? So about a fifth of that market in a year. So guess what? You get the joy of having... Or the possibility, I should say, of having local phone service from Quest and your long-distance service from Quest. I don't recommend it personally. That's just me. Anything else in this article? This is a good article, actually, from, I believe, the Star Tribune out of Minnesota. It also talks about Quest's problems, like their... where was it? We've went over Quest problems before. I'm not going to go over that again. So... Quest is entering the long-distance market. That's right. In markets that... I'll actually go right into the next, and that is the Quest phone card. I was actually in another town, and I was, oddly enough, filling up my rig, right? Stop at the gas station, stick the nozzle in the hole, you know, put the handle on auto. And then looking around, and guess what? Right on, that they have these big pieces of plastic now that they stick on the nozzle. You know, these giant pieces of plastic, like a big placard, to stick more advertising on it, right? They'll stick advertising ever. Soon the hoses will be, you know, Pepsi.
Well, they are. They usually got Goodyear stamped all over the damn thing.
Well, that's who makes it. But, yeah, well, who knows? So soon they'll have Pepsi on them, too, you know.
We need that?
I don't know. But right on the nozzle, there was a big ad for Quest phone cards. That's right, 1.9 cents per USA minute Quest phone cards. Of course, there's an asterisk, which means, what, big connection fee. You know, you see a lot of, you know there's going to be a connection fee, especially if you use a phone card from a payphone. That's fine, you handle with that. But to go this route, the 1.9 cents a minute, you know, it's super cheap. But you know that connection fee has got to be absurd. Let's flip it over and find out. By the way, it's called the Quest Penny Plus phone card. Lovely.
Oh.
I hope I didn't pop my peas there. The Penny Plus phone card. Let me give you a number first. Here's customer service. Call them and ask them how they're doing with their long distance. 1-800-577-0468. That's 24-hour customer service. So anytime, day or night, if you want to talk to somebody, give them a call and have a conversation. Let's see. So the rate per minute, U.S., 1.9 cents. Let's see. Reading through the fine print. Ooh, let me read this. This actually goes in with the last article I just mentioned. Service provided by Quest Communications Corporation, except in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Idaho, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, New Mexico, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming, where carrier service are provided by Touch America. Actually, this is probably before the 23rd. This was printed before the 23rd. That's got to be it. Okay, here it is. The connection fee, per call connection fee of 79 cents. Dude, out of a $5 card, that is not going to go very far. So Quest went the slimy route.
Is that 79 cents at any connection fee? Because I bet it's a fuckload more at
any connection fee. And get this, I read this earlier. Bear with me here. Well, I can't find it, but I'm almost positive you cannot use this from a payphone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or call 800 numbers. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Cards may not be used to place 500, 700, 800, 866, 877, 888, 900, or 976 number calls, or to place certain operator-assisted third-party billed or collect calls. Can you believe that? Oh, but you can get directory assistance for an extra dollar. Dude, so Quest went the slimy route. You know you've seen them, right? The convenience stores, the mom-and-pop delis, right? They got these, you know, international phone cards, you know, 0.9 cents a minute, 1.3 cents a minute, all this stuff, and there's huge connection fees, right? Just slimy little phone company cards. Well, guess what? Quest has bowed down to that. They went to the crappy little slimy small-time phone card companies and put in big numbers, 1.9 cents per minute with the asterisk, and then they slap it on a freaking gas pump, dude. That's not a telco. God, that's like a, I don't know. Am I getting worked up over nothing? I think so.
Well, that's what we're all about.
I guess so.
It's not nothing to us.
You almost brought
thank you
of the guy getting arrested for war driving. I remember that episode. That one has a special... Everyone should remember that one.
The guy... Oh, Puffer.
Huh?
Puffer, right? Is that Dr. Sousa?
I don't know.
Is that the
Dr.
same
Sousa,
guy?
Dr. Sousa, yeah.
Yeah.
The son.
Oh, man, that made me mad. That poor guy.
Wait a minute.
I totally feel sorry for him. Oh, I forgot to print out the Death of the Payphone article. Are you looking something up?
Let me see. I thought I saw it.
Well, I didn't print it out, so I can't really go into detail about it, but it was a link I got at Slashdot. It was about the death of the payphone, and I believe it was written in Washington. Yeah, it's from the Washington Post, I believe, in the technology section. And it was talking about, again, the death of the payphone. Payphones getting removed, how phone companies now used to make, you know, tons of money off of payphones, and now they're actually costing money just to keep them, you know, going, just to keep them in existence, so they're pulling them out. And there's actually a picture that I saved of a payphone graveyard, you know. Oh, scared me. I don't think payphones will ever go away totally. I think rates may go up. Obviously, which is happening, their numbers are being reduced, will be reduced. I hope they don't go away. They're way too much fun. Payphones are way too much fun. And they're...
scenarios, you know that.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be around. They're not going to go away tomorrow. But check that out. In fact, I'll make sure I put that link up since I didn't have the article. I didn't have more intelligent talk about the death of the payphone. I'll put this link up on Old School Freak because this is definitely, definitely a good read. So that was the Freak News. Come on now.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties. There's one button. I got to press one button. There we go. 50 cents for everybody. Okay, I received a great gift over this holiday season. A sizable gift certificate to one of my favorite stores, and I don't care, I'm going to pimp it, Fry's Electronics. It's huge. It's like the Walmart for geeks. Okay, I don't, as far as I know, they're not...
only in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have anything cool like that here.
Yeah, it's over here on the left coast. I mean, I cannot tell you. There's like a fake sky inside. They paint a fake sky. It's so big. The one looks like an Aztec temple, dude. It's nuts. As far as I know, they're not enslaving any third world, you know, kids from the third world countries. So
hopefully.
So I'll go ahead and pimp them, right? Fry's Electronics. I got, again, sizable gift certificate. I went to Fry's. Yes, I did. I went with that gift certificate in hand. I didn't know what to get. I was thinking, oh, LCD would be nice, you know, nice monitor. They had some on sale, you know. I talked to Raxi, you know, he's got the scoop always. See what he said. I went and I actually looked at the ads, and I couldn't believe it. I saw for $150 a Linux box. It was unbelievable. Like those, what are they? I think they're running Windows like what Walmart sells.
Windows.
They
right.
have Windows. Okay, they have Windows. This was not Windows. Okay, not Windows in the least. It was a, here's the name of the PC, a great quality PC. What does that tell you, right? It's from China or Taiwan. So, and it was. It is. And it runs an operating system called Thiz Linux. THIZ Linux. And I believe it's from Taiwan. It's a distro from Taiwan or China. $150. And I saw one running. I saw some kid playing, what's that one? Like, it's not skee ball. What's that Microsoft game with the balls and you got to block them? And I can't remember.
The big marble rolling thing?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what that's called.
Yeah, me neither. Like Skez Ball or something. Like, yeah, it's like Skez Ball or something like that. Anyways, he was playing that basically on it, and it looked cool. It looked like it worked. I think there was sound. I don't remember. $150. How could I pass it up? So I dropped down to 50, 60 bones extra and picked one up.
There you go.
And
you also just told us exactly how much the gift certificates were, just in case you didn't realize that.
Yeah, I did, but that's fine. So yeah, I got a hey man, that's sizable. I was very happy to get that. So
I would be too.
So here I am. I'm all happy. I'm like, yeah, I just got a PC and it had everything except the monitor. It had the box, the OS pre-installed, speakers, mouse, keyboard, now all kind of cheap. And who cares?
What was the box again?
It's called a Great Quality. That was the manufacturer. Great.
The processor.
I'm glad you brought that up. Everything in this box is straight from Taiwan. The
Is that new chip?
Exactly. It's
you got to tell us how that works after a while.
The VSC3. Everybody remembers the Cyrix processors, right?
Right.
Yeah, I had one. I had the 486, and it just never quite as fast, never quite as powerful as the Intel 486. But it worked fine. No problems, just not quite as fast. Well, guess what? The VSC3 from VIA Technologies is not quite as fast. I actually don't know what megahertz or I'm sure it's megahertz that they rated at, but it's definitely not as fast as, you know, your most modern, super, fast P4 or even a P3. I think it's slower than a P3, but it is fast. Well, let me get to this. I'll go ahead and go through, if you don't mind. I'll do a little review and talk about how I went about my little adventures with this great quality PC. Got it home, set it up, turned it on. The Thiz Linux looks just like Red Hat. I mean, it looks like it was built off Red Hat. I don't know if that's possible, but the uses Grub, kernel. I had notes. Oh, well, I don't have my notes. 2.4 kernel, uses Riser FS. It worked fine up to the point where X should have launched, and then it crapped out. Totally crapped out. No blank screen, nothing. So then I said, well, I got to be able to do something because it got to the point where X launched, so I got a virtual console, and yeah, it worked. So it did work to a point. And I said, well, this is not acceptable. I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't want to reinstall it. So I said, you know what? I will go ahead and put Red Hat 7.3 on. I've been wanting an extra box just for Red Hat. So I did. I put Red Hat 7.3 on it. And it worked. It worked beautifully. Everything worked. It found the sound. The video worked well. It found the Ethernet. Everything is SIS, by the way. SIS Technology. Have you guys ever heard of them? They make.
This is good. They make motherboard North Bridges and stuff.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. The chipset on this is a SIS. The video SIS. I even think the SIS 630. I think the Ethernet is too. I don't know. I'm not sure. But everything worked. It found everything, and everything worked. I was very, very pleased. For $150 to slap Red Hat on it and not use this Thiz Linux, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal deal. If you've got a store anywhere, or even these $150 boxes, I don't know how much they are actually at Walmart, do it. You need an extra box, get it. It's definitely not fast. It's stable. It'll run well. You can do things, of course, to a modern distro to make it run better on slower software. And, you know, like I use Galleon or Dillo instead. You can do stuff like that to make it a little more pleasurable. But, again, for $150, and I think it was half off this sale, unbeatable. Phenomenal, phenomenal deal. I'm very, very pleased because I put Red Hat on it. Let me go and review Thiz Linux a little bit. I thought it was sloppy. like the Grub, the boot up screen, they made their own graphics. They put text over text on it. It's just the whole thing's kind of sloppy.
Hacky.
Yeah, it's not the best. So if you do get something like that, go ahead and put something that you like on there. Something that a little better, SUSE, Red Hat, I don't know, Gentoo, whatever you want.
I'm just looking at Walmart right now. They have an online-only deal with, it says PCs without OS. It's $300, 800 megahertz via C3 processor.
Same processor, okay. That's probably what I have, 800 megahertz, bro.
50 megs of RAM, 40 gig hard drive, CD-ROM, 56K modem, and integrated 10100. Just no OS. It's got speakers. It's got basically everything but a monitor and an OS. You can download an OS, and you sure as hell have a monitor.
No, that's got it. So. I think that comes with Windows, doesn't it?
No, this is just blank.
No kidding.
This operating system not included.
Huh, yeah, well, this one pretty much didn't have an operating system either.
Windows, I don't think, it's cost money. You can see, I think Windows is $100, but you can put as many PCs as you own.
Yeah, Windows is $99.
Yeah,
it's not a bad license, especially if it makes it that easy. See, I thought those were all of those had Linux pre-installed to make sure all the hardware worked with it.
Have you guys tried Lindos, though? Because I've heard bad things about it.
I've heard bad things from the Linux community just because they don't like the whole dumbing it down.
And it costs money. That's the thing.
Other distros. You can pay for a distro and get your money's worth. I really believe that.
So
I don't think there's anything wrong with paying for it. Especially with that license. I mean, if you've got 10 computers like me, and you can put it on all 10, that'd be great. So that sounds like a pretty good deal. Not as good.
What's this? Another one, $300. AMD 1.3 gigahertz Duron with 120 megs of RAM.
Now that's a better deal. Now these, they sound a little higher end too. I only got 128 megs of RAM, and 16 of that was shared with the video. So I went and got a cheap stick of memory and stuck it in there. That helped.
People can go to the Walmart.com and look and compare some of those things.
But guess what? But this is a good sign. It's not only Walmart.com. It's Fry's Electronics, and hopefully other places will pick up this idea. Hopefully a ton of these sold.
Does Fry's not have them available online? Do they not have a web presence?
I don't know. Rax was mentioning something about them purchasing some other online store and making an online presence. I don't really know.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and like I said, I hope this catches on, and places like Best Buy, who are nationwide, pick up on this. CompUSA, I want to talk about CompUSA, too. Oh, my God.
That's a bad word.
Oh, my. It is. Oh, my. I'm going to talk about it right frickin' now. I went to go get this stick of memory for this great box. I highly recommend this box, by the way. That's my review. Two thumbs up from the Segway guy for the great quality PC. Stick Red Hat on it. Good deal. I went to CompUSA, as Stank would say, to get this stick of memory. Good price.
Did you come out with your soul intact?
Oh, my God. I was so freaking pissed off. You know, and I'm going to take this opportunity to apologize. I kind of badmouth people at Best Buy. You know what? Lord knows I don't know everything. I'm a dumbass, for crying out loud. I shouldn't be bagging on people if they don't know other things. You know, that was wrong of me, and I apologize to everybody at Best Buy. And especially because everybody has always been so nice to me at Best Buy. They've always had good customer service. They've been nice, you know, helpful. At the very least, civil.
Civil.
Well, guess what? Those MFers at CompUSA, every freaking time I go in there, they are dickheads. They're the biggest freaking dickheads ever. I don't even ask for anything. Simply walking in, picking something up, going to the register, purchasing it, they're dickheads. They don't say anything sometimes. They'll throw my card back at me. They're not nice at all, or they're full-on assholes. And today, multiple dickheads. I mean, I was going to, there was a rebate on the memory, so I'm going looking on the thing, and I'm like, there's a guy standing right there who works at CompUSA, a big fat guy. And I said, hey guy. No, I was nice. I said, do you know where the rebate is for this form? Or I don't know what I asked him. And he's all, yeah, you look it up over here and you find it. You know, you would think he would say, yeah, hold on. I know it. Let me look and find that for you. You know, be helpful. So, no, you got to find yourself right here or something. He was just a dick, you know? I try to be nice to people.
Can't help but wonder if they're miserable working there. You know, maybe it's the environment that's making them like that, or maybe they're just, you know, born dickheads.
I guess. They're just dickheads.
Someone wrote an article, I don't know, I don't remember where it came from. I mean, it just kind of remembers my mind. Some guy that got fired or left CompUSA gave, like, a day-by-day journal of what happened to him. Like, they would not give him vacation time.
Really?
If someone came in with a problem, they'd say, oh, just tell them we're fixing it, or they would, like, be instructed by their upper management to say, oh, don't worry about it.
Well,
I bet there's tons of stories like that, too.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's not pretty. You know, they're not, and unfortunately, sometimes they're, especially if you live in a smaller town or something, they're the only
option, exactly.
Exactly.
And it makes it twice as frustrating, though.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I mean, I'll go on the record and say I did find one magical compusa one time with nice people in it.
No kidding.
I had the same problem with the one near me. The people are just absolute dicks. They don't want to do. They don't want to help you. And I mean, so badly that one time I was looking for a piece of software and not a big rebate thing. Not a big. You know, I just wanted it and it wasn't on the shelf. And I, you know, somebody walked by. Two different people walked by. The first one walked right on by without even looking at me. I know they had to have heard me.
Right.
So walked right on by and ignored me like I didn't say. So I'm like, okay, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they didn't hear me. The next one, I kind of stepped a little bit in front of him and said, excuse me. And he looked at me, never hesitated, stepped to the side and walked right the fuck to the back door. It must have been break time or something.
Oh, my gosh.
So frustrating that I walked out and I went and drove. I don't know where I went to some, I think like Circuit City or one of those places and bought the software I wanted there, but it just made me so mad than mine. So I was visiting a friend who's about an hour north of here, and I was helping him with his PC, and we went to buy, I don't remember what it was, a modem or some cheap thing, and I walk into this magical fairyland of a CompUSA, and people walked up to me. Like, as soon as I walked into the door, this girl walked up and says, hello, can I help you? And I turned around, and I'm like, where the fuck am I at?
You're looking all around.
I walked outside, stepped at the side, I kid you not, and I walked back in, and I went, oh, my God, what am I, what's going on? I said, yeah, I just...
Did you, like, hug her? You just start hugging her, crying, oh, my God, thank you.
it was incredible, and it wasn't just this, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, a nice person at CompUSA, this won't last long, right?
So, yeah.
We were looking for a cheap modem, I think it was. I went over, she showed me where the modem was, and I said, okay, let me just read this for a few minutes. She said, sure, I'll be around if you need anything. My name's such and such, you know. So I'm reading the box for a few minutes. I'm making sure that it was had the encryption that I wanted on it. And while I'm standing there reading the box, about 5 or 6 minutes later, another guy walked past. He was restocking something on the shelf. Somebody had probably stuck somewhere. And he passes me, and he says, you finding everything okay? And again, I turned around, I'm like, are you're talking to me?
Do you work here?
What in the hell is going on, you know?
Yeah.
There are some. Maybe it's just we both know from our experience that the majority of them are like that. But I did find one magical compusa out there somewhere.
It is, dude. It's like glowing. There's a glow. It's a heavenly CompUSA.
Or maybe they're going to be all nice to you and then just, like, rub it right in your face. Like,
yeah.
We know you.
They're all, we fooled you.
We almost got them.
That's right. Dude, I did meet one very helpful, very cool guy at a CompUSA, and he was actually a hacker. He gave me his handle. I'm not going to give his handle for his sake. The one time, you know, he was showing me the BSD under it, that was a good time. But today I almost went and got a manager because it, not as bad as what happened to you, but it's like I mean, he works there. I'm spending my money there. But he wanted me to do the work. I don't know. I just, you know, you got to do this and do that. I'm like, dude, help me out, man. Don't you work here? Don't you know it? Could you, like, find it, like, right there? I don't know. Maybe I'm ignorant, and I thought customer service.
There's no customer service.
Yeah, I guess so. I thought it actually existed still, so.
And I bet you all three of the people we mentioned as nice have probably been fired since then.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
They're like, oh, shit, we got to find these people. They're too good.
Yeah, I can see the scene in the manager's office. You know, Judy, we've been having some problems lately. We notice you've been helping customers and being nice to people. Maybe we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah. You know, you're doing such a good job, you're making us look bad.
Exactly.
God, ignorance. Okay.
Recite the rules.
Just say no.
That's right. Ignore customers.
Well, there's a commercial with a kid saying, no, it's not our problem, it's your ISP. Remember that one?
dude.
Well, I didn't mean to bring you off track, but...
That's all right, that's all right. Now, we got actually... Oh, well... Yeah, let's go ahead and keep going on the retail track here, and that would be Rat Shack. Actually, I think there's some good things going on in Rat Shack, and what would that be, Mute?
All right, so you got... Well, first of all, if anyone's dug around Old School Freaky, you see that... I think it's a secure box. I don't know what you guys built. Maybe it's a static box. I don't know. But you built it out of this little tiny little phone with a headset.
Oh, that's the static box.
Static box, all right. So the static box is a little tiny blue little phone. It's got a redial. It's got a hold on it. It's got some good stuff. Tiny little thing. It's marked at 15 normally. It's retail down to 5.
No way, $5?
$5.
Dude, that's a really good deal. And those make good beige boxes if you don't mind a headset.
Yeah, so the headset's okay. I was thinking about getting a different one. It's a standard,
right?
2/32 jack. You can buy headsets for those. So yeah, that's all good. A while ago, I thought I brought it up.
Oh, it's got a what size jack? That's 2.5 millimeter jack, right?
I don't know. I think the guy called it 2/32.
Wouldn't that be 1/16?
Oh, there you go.
Well, there's 1/8 jack is like standard stereo stuff. And that's like 3.5 millimeters, I think. And then the next one down, like on, you know, telephone headsets usually are, that's 2.5 millimeter, I think. They're smaller. They're not the regular stereo 1/8, so.
No, they're not.
Just a note to everybody. Because there, you can actually buy, there's actually an article in 2600 about a Conair phone that had an 1/8 jack. I actually have one just from that article. It's really handy. You can, like, pipe it into a stereo, pipe music into it. It's really cool. So, yeah. It's got the small one, everybody. So don't.
Small one, yeah.
Yeah, don't get excited.
Yeah. That's cool. And then if you've ever dug around the back, usually they hide this stuff because it's so good. The electronics section, they have a bunch of books, and they have a bunch of really good books like basic electronics, antennas, building a home theater. They have these small, tiny little color coded books. They're called Mini Engineers Handbooks. A couple months ago, I was at a Radio Shack, and the guy was restocking. It was just a bit after hours. The guy was restocking, putting up new tags, and he takes the, I grab one of the books, and he's like, oh, wait, give me that. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm buying this. And then he takes, he runs to the counter, shows me the slip, 0 cents for this.
Nice.
So I'm like, excellent, cool stuff. So I'm like, that's kind of nice. So now I'm just taking these books, because I guess they marked them all the way down. I'm at a different Radio Shack this time. I memorize all their locations. I gotta find them. If something cop comes out, I gotta find them. So I go to that one, and I find the books. I'm like, holy shit! They got like they have like three more I've never seen in my life. Like I got like the communication one and one other one, and they have like three more. I'm like, wow. So I have the old guy scan them. The guy hands shaking as he scans. No offense.
How old was he?
60 or so. It's bad. All right. No offense to him. I mean, he was helping me out, so that's fine. He scans the thing, and he's like, doesn't come up. I'm seeing the screen. See the big error box come up on the screen. Scans again. Then he types it in, and then I guess he was like, oh, he flipped it around. He's like, oh wait, there's a price tag on this $1.99. And I'm like, and this is one of the ones I got for free last time.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, I went to a different Radio Shack before, and that was free. And he said, well, I'm sorry, it's not coming up as free, sir. And I was like, okay.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. It's not free.
It's not free. I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, shit. Fine. So, well, there might be a reasonable explanation, which would be more in-depth, but we won't go into that right now. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But I go back, and I look, and then they have these thicker ones that are not, like, kind of not this bad bulk paper. It's like an actual book. They re-released all of them with... two Mini Engineers Handbooks in one. But these are like $4. So if you're willing to sacrifice like $1 for two of them, or $4 for one book, but two of them in it, I would go for the cheaper ones, and sometimes, if you're lucky, you're going to get them for free, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. There's another, somebody else didn't bring up, I don't know if it was on sale or not, maybe it was. It was a coax and line tester, like phone line tester, for like $10.
I did see that. I almost picked one up, but I don't. Just
I put it down. I was about to get it, but I was buying a bunch of stuff for a radio.
Yeah. Radio Shack is like clearing stuff out like you would not believe.
They are
right
going
now.
Insane.
I don't know why. I think they're really just getting rid of all the stuff that's not making them. Well, obviously that's not selling, not making them money, and they're just piping it up with, of course their Christmas crap, but then cell phones. I don't know what. I mean, it's like they're getting rid of what made
make some radio shit.
Exactly. That is why it's radio shit. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But
if you lose what you carry is your brand name, you don't deserve to be a store.
You're
the Radio Shack. Carry radio stuff. Carry the remote electronic stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. I bought a phone switch, the 4-in-1 phone switch, actually that you can make a stack box out of. They're selling those for like 27 cents. I picked one up for 27 cents.
What is it called?
Stack box.
No, I know that, but what?
A static box?
No. What did they call it at Radio Shack?
Oh, 4-in-1. Hold on. 4-way telephone switch.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
4-way telephone switch. Actually, I can get your part number. Hold on.
Hi.
I actually got my last tone dialer I got for 27 cents, too. Part number is 43442. 4-way telephone switch. They're like, yeah, dude, a quarter.
Cool.
They also, by the way, the static box is actually made out of two Radio Shack items. It's that little phone. And that what it was going to originally be was an ego box. And I was going to make it basically take a... They sell little IC recorders that are like, 10 bucks, I think?
Yeah, you can hook up to a speaker and then you like set a pin higher.
Yeah, so I just wired it into the phone. And then you know, I'd record something. And then you can just press a button and pipe it right in whenever you want. I was going to call it the ego box. The IC recorder just like fried, burned up, whatever. And all it would play was like... you know, 10 seconds of static, so I call it the static box, and you can pipe in static, you know, like, you want to get up the phone, or just inject it whenever you want, so that's how the static box came to be.
It's not really a static box, because there's another static box from, like, the BBS days.
Oh, there is?
It's actually, because I'm like, wait, is he building it? I mean, because I looked back into text files,
mm-hmm.
and it was a static box, like, if you're wanting to clear up your line, because a lot of people had shitty phone lines, and they wanted to get his, that they really wanted that, like, that like 4400 BPS going, 4800
right.
BPS going, so they clear their line with this thing. I guess it would bring the...
And so the static box improved line quality.
The line of static.
Well, this, okay, well, I didn't know that, so props to anybody who made that static box, and I had no idea. I'll name it something else, but this is the opposite. This is to make your phone...
make static.
Exactly. It is to inject static into your conversation and may be useful to you. So if you want to... if you want to make your conversation really crappy, make a static box. Okay, I wasn't actually going to do this because I didn't feel there was a need, but I'm going to. I'm sure that sounded good. Dropping my IC recorder on the desk here. I want to touch on something that I saw. It's actually a little dated. An issue of Information Security. Actually, this is from October, but it just struck me. What I'd read, and gosh darn if I can't find it, there we go. We've talked about this, especially after seeing Bowling for Columbine, it really opened my eyes. I mean, Marilyn Manson educated me in this movie. Seriously. I mean, I always watched the news. I thought I couldn't stand it. It was crap, and I didn't watch it. I don't know why. Now I know. I really understand why, and that is that fear sells. And guess what? In Information Security, the October 2002 issue, they talk about myths, security myths. And myth number 5 is fear sells. Building support for and compliance with policies is hard, policies being security policies. It's very tempting to use fear as a sales tool. Again, it's very tempting to use fear as a sales tool. While warning managers and coworkers of the dire consequences of letting our guard down is effective up to a point, sounding the alarm bells every time a new virus is written or a new IIS vulnerability is found is going to sound like crying wolf after a while. Well, and it goes on saying that it's not right. But in a professional, this is a professional magazine. This is a trade magazine, Information Security. And they tell you straight up, fear sells. And it does. It's used for everything, to sell you medicine, you know, to make you watch TV. Fear is being used. Everybody, wake up and realize it's... keep that in your mind. Fear sells. Watch TV. And you will see. You will pick it up. Ah, they're using fear there. Oh, they're using it again there. Oh, this company's using fear. You will see it. I saw it again today. I use a Hotmail account. And, of course, when you sign out, you go to MSN, lucky you. And right on that front page, there was a little picture. Maybe I'll even put a link to it or put it up. And it was, hold on, I got to open it up here. Uh-huh. 9 signs you'll be fired for a little article, a little crappy article they have on MSN.com. That's right. And it's got a stern-looking manager or boss looking at you. Oh, you're going to be fired. 9 signs you'll be fired. If that isn't fear selling, I don't know what is. Oh, my God. Oh, I thought something's bad was happening. Word. Oh, I bet that's it. Oh, my God, I got to read this article. No, that's bullshit. They're using fear for you to click and read the story and look at more ads and possibly click another ad. It's fear.
Well, the antivirus companies have been doing that for years. They claim how many millions and bazillions and gobzillions viruses and how you're so vulnerable to all this stuff. And, man, they're just trying to pawn off another unit. You
yeah,
know?
How few viruses actually make it out in the wild?
Exactly. And how many of them are dangerous and how many of them are like stoned virus where they just, you know... No, you don't want any of them, but, I mean, come on, they're over-exaggerating these numbers. And, you know, there's a lot of underground rumors that some of these antivirus companies are writing viruses to release in the wild so that they can claim that they have exclusive rights. Oh, we're the only one that prevents saves you from this virus. Well, no shit, you wrote it.
Yeah, no doubt. I love that. Saves you from that virus.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to die if I get this virus. Well, guess what? I've never used antivirus software. I still don't. And I never will. Bastards. Okay, so I want everybody to be... you know what? Here's a little project for you. Next time you watch TV, and I hope you don't watch too much, keep that in your mind. Fear sells. And then notice. Notice what they say. Watch one half-hour episode of the news with that in your mind. And you'll know exactly what I mean. So I wasn't going to do that, but what the hell. Right in a trade magazine. They tell you straight up. So
is that like a bulleted list that's kind of like set aside from an article? I think I remember reading that. I remember I tore the page out and saved it and somewhere laying on my desk, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, it's not one of their... It's not a big, huge article in here. Yeah, it is. It's like five... I don't know. It's like a list of myths. Oh, here it is. 6 myths about security policies.
Yeah, I think I tore that page out because I skimmed through the magazine and I remember I wanted to scan that in and put it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe we can scan that and put it up on the site somewhere.
That'd be nice because that's, yeah, I'd like to. I'd definitely
just
like to.
Type it in, you know?
Yeah, I'll go to Kinko's or something to scan it. Holy moly. Holy moly.
Speaking of Homer, how are we doing on time?
Actually, it's pretty good right now. I was actually going to close it out on that crappy note, but please, bring it up for everybody before we go.
All right. Well, speaking of homework, I kind of like that. Give you guys something to do between the next ones too. A couple notes to point out. Frac 60.
Oh yeah. I did read it, and it's way over my head, by the way.
Well, some of it was a little above my head, too. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, yeah, not all of it was way over my head, but, yeah, quite a bit was.
There was some intense stuff in there. There was some great stuff in there, though.
Awesome. It's awesome.
Things that were really, really good, and some code samples that were just, they look fantastic now, and I got to try it and see if they're actually going to compile and run, but, you know, they really did make sense, and it seemed like it should work until I actually tried. But there was some pretty good stuff in there.
Yeah, good. What was that mute you brought up? The
which one?
The jammer.
What?
The GPS jammer.
Oh yeah, that GPS jammer. Damn.
Isn't that nice?
Close as shit.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy cell phone jammers on the internet.
Well, when I was at H2K2, I was let's see. Well, let's reflect back to like how the hippies reflect back to Woodstock. go back to H2K2, it was, let me think, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3, you know, I'm about to, you know, pass out onto a laminate table, and Bernie S. is there, he's talking to, I think he was talking to the head of GNU Radio, if you guys...
That's very cool, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking to the head of GNU Radio, and that guy comes up, and he's like, hey, check this out, it was a little box labeled, like power amplifier or something. I'm like, but it's antennas. I'm like, what the hell? And they're looking at it and stuff, and the guy's like, it's a cell phone jammer. And I'm like dazed out of my mind. I'm actually picking a lock at the same time, too. So you see how much is going on.
Right.
Like, within 5 square feet. And I'm looking, and he's looking in there. They're actually taking pictures of the circuit board and stuff, and I think I actually have a picture of it on my site.
Cool.
A really bad one. But I have. They're looking at it. It's so funny because... Actually, later on at a ham radio meeting, I mentioned that, and the guy was like, "Yeah, actually, you want me? I can drop the link right now." starport.co.uk. They're like $200. No, $250. I got 200 pounds.
British pounds?
Yeah,
or?
British pounds.
Okay.
Which
is about, that's like 250 American.
Yeah, that's what I said, like 250.
Is it that much? I thought it was like $170.
Maybe more.
Yeah, I think it is. So, yeah, it might be a bit more. But they actually sell different antennas, too, because you can buy it to where you live. Because you're going to buy GM, you're going to buy the whatever, wherever you live, you're going to buy that so you can block it.
Right, right.
So it works within probably, it's a 9-volt battery, probably 50 feet, probably less.
Yeah, probably.
But it definitely works. He turned it on, and guy picked up his cell phone, cut right to analog. And then the analog bar's starting to fall too.
Cool, that is so cool.
And then Bernie, I was basically bothering him so much that he just showed me. he had his Yaesu HT, you know, he had a Yaesu scanner there, and he, of course, had it modded. And he had it there, and it had an S meter on it.
Uh-huh.
And but it also it said like the levels. It also just said like certain peaks within like 870 megahertz. He said, "All right, you see those peaks? Those are cell sites." He turned it on, total black.
Wow!
Just completely cut it out. That's
cool.
Awesome.
That is very cool. Yeah. So Reed Frac 60. That is true leech shit right there, boy.
Yeah.
And along the same lines, we know, I think Outbreak, we announced that came out last time, but also, I don't think we mentioned, but Radical Future number 3 just came out, I believe, since the last show, so everybody go over to Port 7 Alliance and check that out. That's got some good stuff.
Yeah, both are very good.
Maybe I'm a little bit biased, but, you know.
Hey, that's all right, man. That's good stuff. It doesn't matter, man. It's good.
The only other thing is, not only my site got a new layout, but I know some of the guys that know Sires, his site has just got a new design, I think, earlier today or yesterday, too, at netmass.com. That's in 3T, netmass.com.
Yeah.
So he's pretty happy with the new layout, and it looks really, really good over there, too. So there's a lot of reading material to go out there and do a lot of homework stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on in the community, so be active, enjoy it. Consume this stuff. This is good media to consume.
Exactly.
Very good media to consume. All right, guys.
I have one more thing.
Oh, please.
And as a matter of fact, I'd like to end on this if I can.
Do it.
I don't want to get all sappy or anything. Thank you, guys. Because some of the listeners probably know that I finally, after many years, graduated.
Yeah.
Wanted to thank you guys on the air. I know it's corny and sappy and blah, 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 but I love you, man.
Hey, dude, right on.
I do. I appreciate you. Mutant Duel sent me a little gift, and it was not a little gift, actually. I used it today to help purchase a laptop computer for
my...
Next episode... teaser for the next episode also. I'll have some, hopefully, thanks first war dialing, ghetto driving news, you know,
yes.
War driving. So I wanted to thank you guys in the air for that. I really do appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. That is a big, big event in your life, dude. So, and that's...
glad that it's over, too.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. No doubt. But, yeah, you deserve it, man. You definitely deserve it. You should be very proud of yourself.
That's it for me.
All right, guys. Stank, thank you very much. Mute.
Nope.
I will see you later. And this is Duel. Next week, hopefully a little more of a special episode. Hopefully we will see. Until then... enjoy the community, and guess what? Be the media.
Oh.